This is the Ryder and Lisa podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
We're asking you what you learned over the weekend. For me personally, I'm learning quite quickly that I guess I have to stop making fun of Ryder on the internet. I mean, I had a good run, about a decade of making fun of you and getting away with it. Nowadays, you're like apparently this adorable baby angel to our listeners. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you fooled them, but
they protect me at all costs.
They do. Now all of a sudden, like, I'm the bad guy.
Yeah. It's and great. I love this shift.
I know. Everyone's sticking up a Ryder on the Facebook page. I posted him with his blankie watching the hockey game. And I was like, ugh, this gives me the ick. Like a grown man laying with his blankie, like tucking himself in. And all the comments were like, wow, how rude. Just let him live his life. And I was like, okay, can't make a joke anymore.
Yeah, people were saying I looked cute.
Yeah, yeah.
Adorable was the word that I was seeing a lot.
One person said, imagine just trying to be comfortable in your own home and somebody calls it an ick.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that is a valid point. I guess I'm just horrible.
You're a horrible human. It's awesome because like this happens at times, like in the WWEs where I learned it. Sometimes the hero becomes the heel.
Yeah,
and sometimes the heel becomes the hero.
So congrats. We're going to do a round of recommend something, and this is a segment where we
recommend something.
If you have an animal that misbehaves in public, all you have to tell people that are giving you judgy eyes is, I'm so sorry, I just rescued them. We're still learning. And you can have a dog for like 12 years. Just lie.
Yeah, but
what?
You've been doing that because people have seen your dog, like you have had a few viral posts about rescuing your dog years ago.
Well, what is time? Because it feels like just yesterday that I picked him up. So I will continue to say, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. We're just learning.
Yeah.
He's new to this.
Could you do, like, just so you can stay honest, could you do something like, yeah, it feels like I just rescued him.
Then you're not lying. They just didn't hear you properly.
Yeah, they didn't say hear the feels part. It feels like just yesterday that I rescued him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
So that's my recommendation. What's yours?
Well, I think we should make the switch from birthday to birth decade. Because once out of every 10 years, let's give people their flowers. But let's do it properly. You know?
So
I'm sick of, like, what is expected of me, especially on social media. Like, oh, you're letting me know everybody that has a birthday today that I haven't talked to in 12 years, and I'm just going to write happy birthday on their wall, and that's enough? That actually means something to somebody? Nah.
I don't know. I feel like on my birthday, I'll, like, notice.
Who doesn't?
Who didn't reach out.
Serious?
Yeah, I'll be like, oh, that's sad. Like, I was hoping to hear from blank.
Oh, that's lame.
Is it?
Super lame, yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize it was such a big deal. Is it because people like you are so busy? You got a heavy schedule?
No, it's just because I'm annoyed. I've been wishing people happy birthday for too long now.
Yeah, it's like almost become a full-time job. Why aren't we getting paid for this?
I would rather just hit the big ones, and I'll give you like a gift even. Ooh. Or like a heartfelt message talking about like my favorite memory.
It's interesting you say that because I have a group chat. There's about five of us in it. And
yeah, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
No, it's not. It's amazing. So we'll like have a side chat if we know one of the people in the group is having a birthday. And we're like, okay, what are we doing? And one person will be in charge of getting the gift. It's usually an e-gift.
It's always the same thing. It's always a gift certificate to Starbucks.
But I get excited when it's my birthday and all of a sudden I have a $50 Starbucks gift card in my inbox plus a free drink that day because it's my birthday. Come on. I kind of love it. So I don't know if I agree with your
idea. All you guys do is just trade $10 to Starbucks with each other.
It's actually $12.50, and I like it.
What and who is making you feel old lately?
Yep. So 780-784-7107. I just posted this over on our socials. So make sure you're following along. Play107YEG. But you know the meme where there's the guy walking with his girlfriend and he's looking back and checking out the girl that's walking past them.
Mm-hmm.
That was 10 years ago, and the original people in that meme reposted posing again. And it's just so crazy to see the one, like, jealous girlfriend. She's wearing, like, a power suit. She's got a corporate job now, whereas like in that picture, she looked like she was just graduating high school.
Yeah, yeah. Then now they're middle-aged.
It's so weird.
Comes at you fast. The one that actually blew my mind the other day was I was talking to my kid about Bieber.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, yeah, nobody really likes Bieber anymore. He's too old. She's like, we like what? Hailey Bieber. We like her fashion's badass, but like, we're not huge fans of Justin anymore. I was
what?
Like,
what?
He's old.
Do I have to like sit her down and give her the backstory about Selena Gomez and Hailey Bieber? Because I will if I have to.
No, I don't think you need to do that. I did crank up a Bieber song, though, when we were listening to the station.
Oh, yeah.
And she was jamming out to it. And I was like, oh, yeah, you don't like him? I caught her lying.
Okay, so Steve, who actually streams our show from Connecticut, says, I remember when Wayne Gretzky joined the Oilers when they were still in the World Hockey Association. Okay.
Yeah, that
counts.
That's wild. It is interesting because I'm at that age now where I'm seeing guys who have gone through their entire career. Like, I remember the hype around LeBron coming into the NBA, and now he's like, wow, how is that guy still playing in
right.
the NBA?
Yeah. Chris said the old Wendy's commercial, where's that cranky, the beef with the grandma? Oh my gosh, that just unlocked a memory I forgot I even had. Jacqueline says, I felt old watching Will Ferrell in the crowd at the LA Kings game. Where is Anchorman? Where is he?
Well, it's interesting when you see people in the wild like that too, because when you see them on screen so often, they're like...
They got makeup on and stuff, right?
Makeup top to bottom. Yeah, and like wigs and hair dyes. And when you see what they actually look like, it's pretty startling.
So we're asking you, what's making you feel old in a sense when you see a celebrity that's grown up and you're like, wait, when did that happen? Michelle has such a great text that rolled in. Zendaya, my kid used to watch her on Shake It Up Chicago and Casey Undercover. She's so famous now and so grown up. Yeah, it's weird seeing child stars now all of a sudden taking these roles. Like her new movie, Challengers, is all about like her in this relationship with two separate dudes. And you're like, no,
yeah,
you're too young for this.
Some of these child actors do it so flawlessly, right? Mm. They grow into, you know, adulthood. And then there's JoJo Siwa.
Oh my gosh, I'm living for JoJo Siwa content right now.
Kind of struggling with that transition, it feels like, a little bit.
Yeah.
It's Ryder and Lisa's 1K Wordplay, brought to you by Out of Bounds Restaurant.
We are joined by first-time contestant Darren, who's caller 7 and ready to win $1,000. Did that sound about right?
Hope so.
Okay. I hope so, too.
Here's how the game works. Day. You're going to be picking a partner, either Lisa or myself, who will leave the room and not be able to hear round one. We'll give you 5 words. You tell us the first word that comes to mind for each. We'll invite your teammate back in. They'll play the same game. For every answer that matches, it's $25. Up to 100 if you get 4 out of 5. But if you get 5 out of 5, we jump to $1,000.
Darren, who is your teammate this morning?
Oh, I'm going to try you, Lisa.
Ooh, that's exciting.
All right, I'm going to start the timer as soon as I give you the first word, okay?
Okay.
And the first word is deodorant.
Smelly.
Toast.
Butter.
Milk.
Cereal.
Shadow.
Sun.
And 99. All right. Good answer there. Let's get Lisa back in here and hook you up with $1,000.
I feel nervous today. How'd it go?
Good.
Yeah? Okay. Sometimes when you're overtired after a late night, it's like better. So we'll see what happens.
Lisa, what is the first word that comes to mind when I say 99?
Gretzky.
Oh, what'd you do?
Wait.
Whoa, I hit the wrong button.
Wow. So, like, did I nail it? Or?
Yeah, you got it. You got it right. And now I lost my music in the background.
No.
All right, big deal. Okay. Let's keep going.
Monday vibes for sure. Hey, no wall of shame for Darren. You got $25 so far.
Just flat out wrong buttoned it. Okay, next up, Lisa, what is the first word that comes to mind when I say milk?
Oh, man. I'm going to go with cereal?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not used to not having music, and now I feel awkward.
Yeah, it sounds way different, eh?
So weird. Okay, we got $50. Let's keep it going.
What's the first word that comes to mind when I say toast?
Toast? I'm going to say bread.
Oh,
no. What is it?
Now I can play that.
Now you can play the music.
Butter.
Oh, that is a great answer. Okay. That's okay. Let's keep going. We got two more words?
Yeah. Okay. We're at 50. What about deodorant?
Armpits.
He went with smell.
Okay.
And shadow.
Shadow?
Yeah.
That is, I can't even, shadow. Okay, what would Darren say? Shadow. Ryder, I can't think of a single word for this. That's such a hard word. Shadow banned. Like on the internet. What's the answer?
It was sun.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that's a really good answer on his part. A situation I think a lot of couples have probably been close to, but maybe not dealt with it exactly.
A husband boarded his flight and left without his wife when she insisted on getting Starbucks at the airport after he said they didn't have time.
So he gets on the, he says, screw it, I'm going.
Yeah, he gets on the flight. He doesn't wait for her.
No. He did attempt to get in touch with her to let her know, like, hey, yo.
It's time.
Where are you?
Yep.
As the plane was boarding, this husband called his wife four times to ask where she was. She finally answered on the fourth call and said that she was on her way back to the terminal and that the line at Starbucks was exceptionally long.
She didn't make it. Long story short,
he left without her.
He left without her. Which, I would do the same. I'd be gone. I think I would.
Yeah, getting off the plane.
If I
to just fight, like you would be in the worst fight. Like,
yeah, you wouldn't want to be around each other.
Oh no. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people agree with you. You know, what would make me even more mad though, as the husband, is if the drink she was getting was like not even coffee. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if it was like barely caffeine, yeah, I'd be like, Frappuccino, come on.
Frappuccino extra whip. You're like, you just want a dessert? Here's the situation. A husband and wife are at the airport. It's boarding time. She decides she's going to zip and get a Starbucks. Her husband warns her there's not time for that. She goes. There's a long lineup. He calls her four times.
She answers on the fourth call. She says she's coming. He says it's too late. It's taken off. And he leaves without her. So we wanted to know your thoughts on this. If you're like team husband or if you're like, oh my gosh, you should have gotten off the plane and waited with her.
Where are you at on this one, Amber?
I'm totally team husband. I would tell him, hey, leave me. Go home. Take care of the kids. I'll hang out in the airport, maybe for a day if I'm lucky.
Sayonara. That's so funny.
I'll be at the Chili's.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be drinking double Caesars. Go home.
I'll be two margaritas deep by the time the plane takes off.
Man, finding the positives.
That is so funny.
Yeah, it seems like the vibe on this is that if she was pre-warned that there wasn't time, that it is no longer his responsibility to be her hand holder.
Kristen says, I think it would depend on where we're flying from. If it is in Canada, then I would probably leave. But if it's somewhere international, I might stay back and wait.
Yeah.
But then you're paying. We got another text saying, like, you're paying for two more rescheduled flights instead of one. Like, leave them there.
Go home. I just don't understand. Like, maybe if the person was not feeling the best and had like violent diarrhea, I would hang back in that situation and be like, yeah, you know, those are the cards we're dealt. We'll deal with it together. But if it was just a coffee, like not a chance.
Jack says, I think I saw this scenario online and the backstory is that this wife is always late. So 100% Jack says, I would leave her. Leave her at the airport. Yeah, it's interesting. All for a Starbucks too. Come on, you can't wait. So you get home to get your fix?
What if the situation was the husband was at fault for them being rushed to get to the airport or something? Then it changes it a bit. If she's like, I said I wanted a coffee before the flight.
But also, like, who wants a coffee? Don't you want to sleep during the flight?
Yeah,
That's also weird to me, to get a Starbucks right before. Why? So you can be anxious for 3 hours in a plane? Like, I don't know.
Have you seen the flame-throwing dog robots that are getting more popular?
No, I don't know how I feel about that. Why are they throwing flames?
Plenty of reasons. They're being used for controlled burns. Like, they'll send them in if, you know, a forest fire area, they want to, like, get ahead of it. They'll burn a specific part and make sure they have it under control so that the fire can't jump.
Wow, that's kind of smart.
So they'll send in these robot flamethrower dogs.
Good.
And they'll start the fire.
Okay.
And then they'll zip out and, you know, you're not putting anybody in jeopardy, any human lives.
Okay.
So that's one of the things. Agriculture does a lot of controlled burns, too, so they're being used for that. I kind of want to get one for snow removal next year. Like, just on my driveway, can you imagine how badass it would be to just be like, release the hounds, and two robot flamethrowers come out and just do your driveway?
Yeah, because Gordon and Stanley would love that. They bark when somebody, like, farts in the wind. Like, can you imagine if there were two robot dogs on their property?
Throwing flames? It. Yeah. They'd probably be intimidated, though, with the fire, which would be hilarious.
I don't think that's funny at all. No, but I get what you mean. Like, there's more avenues for these dogs to be used for because, like, what are they doing when they're not in the forest controlling fires? Like, they must be bored.
They're waiting. They're about $10,000, and I'm seriously considering it. You have a public service announcement.
If you see a woman walking at a weird hour, like late at night or really early in the morning, it would be smart to, like, hold back a bit. Like, don't follow them.
Right.
Even if your intentions are good. And I've noticed this when I'm out for walks with the dog. I always appreciate there'll be guys walking towards me and they'll cross the street so they don't scare me. And, like, I'm fine. It's all good. But I'm always like, oh, that was nice. Like, they're just doing their part to be like, I'm not going to hurt you. But no, I've had a couple encounters. I wouldn't call them encounters because nothing actually happened. But I was walking, like, at a very early time towards a door, and there was a guy, like, walking directly towards me, even though his intention was to, like, go across the street. So what is the goal here? Like, where is the wherewithal to be like, oh, this might scare her. I should probably either hold back and wait or cross the street.
Had you not crushed an entire series of true crime this weekend, would the encounter of walking towards the door in the morning still have been scary? Okay.
Absolutely. Anyway, that was just my PSA. I'm sure you're a very sweet human, but read the room, please.
Maybe not, though.
Don't.
Well, what?
We're counting down the top seven things that slap.
And coming in at number seven, happy dogs. Like when they wiggle.
Oh, and their whole body shifts with their tail. Are you kidding me?
It's just the best.
When they're running towards you and wagging.
Coming in at number six, this was a suggestion on the text line from Jeff. Hitting every Costco sample line and they're ready. You don't have to do that awkward wait.
Oh, the awkward wait is awful.
Especially as, like, the group around the wait gets bigger and bigger. And all of a sudden there's like, well, she's only got 12 of those little paper cups out. And there's 15 people waiting in this line. Do I got to wait for the next batch?
Do I have to fight someone for this seasoned almond that they're advertising?
Coming in at number five, crispy spring air.
At number four, making somebody laugh really hard.
Coming in at number three, hitting that first sip of coffee and it being a good one. I mean, you could get the same coffee every day, but some days maybe it's like what you ate for breakfast.
No, sometimes it's made wrong.
Or like what toothpaste you used. There's a lot of different dynamics in play. If you've had water first, all that. But sometimes you just take that first sip and you're like, this is exactly what I was hoping for. Coming in at number two for things that slap. Celebrating a big goal with other fans. Or like a big touchdown with other fans.
Like a solid high five.
Or the hug. Hell yeah. And at number one for things that slap really hard. When you finish up some yard work and then you just stand there with your hands on your hips, looking at your kingdom, even if it was like a 10-minute job you've been putting off.
And you're like, I need a Benadryl.
Yeah, your yard still looks like crap, but
all that dust flying up.
You got that job done and it feels good, right? Raking a little bit? Oh, yeah. Won't have to do that again for a while.
What are you talking about? You have to rake like every couple days.
No, I'm talking about leaves.
Oh.
They're not on the ground again until the fall.
Well, don't ask me. I haven't looked at the yard in months.
Yeah. The Ryder and Lisa Podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
Play 107.